And Father, what a responsibility is ours tonight. We think about the privilege of this church, and it's a wonderful privilege. We think about the joy that we experience here. Our hearts are already blessed and gladdened by the fellowship and by the spirit of this service. But we have a tremendous responsibility as well. And now that responsibility rests upon each of us to hear thy word. Bless the hearing of it, the preaching of it especially. In Jesus' name, amen.
Open your Bibles to Acts chapter number 1. Keep it open there for a minute, please. We're going to be turning to some scriptures together in the Bible tonight. I want to speak tonight on the subject, fast forward, slow sideward, never backward. Fast forward, slow sideward, never backward. And I want you just to keep your Bibles open there. We'll come back to the Bibles in just a few minutes. Our Heavenly Father, instruct us from Thy Word tonight so that we can obey Thy commandments. Do tonight to us what needs to be done. Settle us tonight. Solidify us. Bless us as we think of things eternal. Amen. We're told in the Bible to run the race. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, and other passages in the Bible remind us that we're to run the race. No doubt about it, we're to move forward fast. We're to run fast. We're to run the race that is set before us. However, we are also told in the Bible to wait upon the Lord. Now, reconciling these two is a problem for some people that don't understand the Bible. But it's no problem to people that understand the Bible. God says, run the race. And that word run means run. Doesn't mean trot, doesn't mean jog, means run. Give it all you got. Run the race. If you don't believe that, listen to the apostle as he says, I press toward the goal. I press forward. Like a fellow running a 100-yard dash, he gets to the end of the race and he presses forward so his chest can cross the finish line before somebody else's. Now, how do we reconcile that to the fact that God says, wait upon the Lord? Now, God is not saying here, you're supposed to sit and do nothing, wait till God tells you to do something. God's already told you a bunch of stuff to do. Now, what God is saying here is this. He's saying, you go ahead and run forward as fast as you can. But don't you change where you're running forward. You wait till God tells you to change lanes. See? In other words, when you wait upon the Lord, you run as fast as you can. Don't you think about changing lanes. And you wait before you go sideward. You wait before you do that till God tells you to. But it says never go backwards. Never go backwards. Never. Now you don't even look back. I'm pressing on the upward way, always going forward. So what he's saying here, he's saying go fast forward. Never backward. Slow sideward. Don't change where you're running until God, and by the way, don't even look for it. Don't even seek it. Nobody in the Bible ever found the will of God but looking for the will of God. They got busy obeying the revealed written word of God and obeying what God said to do where they were. And God comes along and surprised them and says, okay, I want you to change lanes. But I should be slow to do that. Most people ought to stay where they are the rest of their lives. And so what he's saying is this. He's saying, you go fast forward. Just keep on. Fast as you can go, you go forward. You be slow to go sideward. And you never go backward. Now, the word that I'm using for the text word tonight is the word continued. The word continued, and we'll come to it in a minute. We're going to look at it several times in the New Testament in a minute. But the word continued comes from two Greek words, which one means strong and the other means toward. Strong toward. It means you're going somewhere and you go strong toward that something. You don't go this way, you don't go that way. You go strong toward something. You run toward something. You go fast toward something. You go strong toward something. Now, that's what the Lord means when he says they continued in the apostles' doctrine. Now, take your Bibles with that as a background and look to Acts 1:14. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 14. I want you to... Now, don't forget, every time we come to this word continued, it means fast forward, slow sideward, never backward. It means a strong toward, running strong toward. All right? Look at it. These all continued with one accord in prayer. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. You just run as fast as you can in prayer. You pray as much as you can. God is saying, you continue in prayer. You will never have to ask God, should I pray or should I not pray? Keep on praying till light breaks through. The Lord will answer. He'll answer you. God keeps His promise. His word is true. You keep on praying till light breaks through. They continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. That means begging God, continue to pray with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with His brethren. Now listen, folks. One of the most important things in the Christian life is to find what you're supposed to do and then do it and quit looking for something else to do. I mean, God says to pray, so you pray. Don't find some cute little way to pray and don't go off on some tangent on possibility thinking and the power of positive thinking, and don't go off on the Norman Vincent Peale route you just stick with the old-fashioned prayer meeting route. You just stick with hanging on to God route. You just stick with travailing in prayer route. You just stick with begging God route. You don't need a new kind of fad or some new kind of approach to Christianity. The old approach is all you need. Continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. Turn to Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. It uses the same word once again. Acts 2, verse 42. Look at it. And they continued. That means strong towards. They just kept on going. Didn't change. Didn't turn to the right. Didn't turn to the left. Strong toward. They continued steadfastly. In the apostles' doctrine. Let's hold it right there. Let's hold it right there. In the apostles' doctrine. Now what does that mean? That means decide what you believe and don't go chasing off after every kind of new doctrine comes along. Every time some new Bible teacher comes out with some kind of new wacky doctrine, you just keep on going the same direction. Continue. Strong forward. Fast forward. Slow sideward. Never backward. You decide what you believe. I mean, it won't take you long to decide whether or not you believe this Bible's Word of God. So when you decide it, don't even open it up for inspection again. Don't even decide. I mean, it's the Word of God. And you decide on your doctrine. I don't have to decide whether or not I believe the Bible's Word of God. Decided years ago and never changed. Strong forward. Fast forward. Never sideward. Never backward. I haven't gotten off on some wacky doctrine like thought inspiration. God inspired the thoughts but not the words. No, haven't considered that at all. Why? Because strong forward. Strong forward. Fast forward. Never, seldom, slow sideward. And never backward. I don't get off on something like that. I don't get off on something like Jesus inspired the thoughts, but the Holy Spirit inspired the thoughts, but not the words. No. It's all settled. It's all settled. I believe the virgin birth. It's all settled. I believe the sinless life of Jesus, the deity of Christ. It's all settled. I believe the vicarious death. It's all settled. I believe in the bodily resurrection. It's all settled. I believe in being born again by faith in the finished work of Calvary. It's all settled. I believe you can't lose it because you didn't get it yourself. God gave it to you, and God's not an Indian giver. It's all settled. I believe in the premillennial coming of Christ. He's coming for His own. The dead in Christ shall rise. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up with them in the cloud, meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. It's all settled. All settled. I don't have to say, do I believe in this hyper-Calvinism or not? No, it's all settled. All settled. I believe whosoever will may take of the water of life freely. So it says they continued in the apostles' doctrine. I mean, stay in your doctrine. Every time everybody wants some cute little new truth, the cute little new doctrine. Fool you on that kind of stuff. Guy comes on the air and says, God has given me a revelation. Turn him off. I'd rather hear the news than hear a fella. God didn't give you any revelation apart from this revelation. And so just strong forward. Strong forward. Fast forward. Not to the right. Not to the left. They continued in the apostles' doctrine. Now I've lost my scripture here. Look back at it again, please, in chapter 2, verse number 42. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Look at me. What is he saying? He's saying, fast forward in fellowship. Find the church you're supposed to belong to and quit thinking about leaving it. Find the school you're supposed to go to and stay there till you get your degree. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. I, uh, I was up at Maranatha Baptist Bible College preaching 2 weeks ago. I said to the student body up there, I said, don't talk to me about going to Howells Anderson College. Don't want you to go. You stay right here in Maranatha. I won't talk to you about it. I said, I'll mail you an application form, but I won't talk to you about it at all. And no, but I mean, I'm simply saying, they continued in fellowship. Decide get in an old-fashioned hell-raising barnstorming, wind rattling and shingle, pulling hellfire and brimstone, soul-winning, sin-hating, Christ-preaching, Christ-honoring church, and stay there! Stay there! Somebody, every time some little something comes up you don't like, don't leave. You stay there. They continued in fellowship. Every time the preacher says something you don't agree with, don't get your little feelings hurt. You stay there. This is your church. This is my pulpit. That's my piano. That's my organ. That's my choir. That's my organist. These are my ushers. These are my pews. Those are my chandeliers. This is my church, and I'm here to stay. Now, don't ever think about leaving. Never do. Why? Because I want to continue. Pass forward. Not turning to the right. Not turn to the left. Not considering anything else. They continued. They did not turn to the right or the left. They strong forward in doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread. That's the Lord's Supper. And again, in prayers. Turn, please, to Acts 13:43. Page 1167. Now, when the congregation was broken up, that didn't mean they split, had a church split, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. There it is. Look at me. He's not saying to continue in the fact that God is gracious. Now, you can't get out of the grace of God. Talking about continue preaching the grace of God. Continue spreading the grace of God. Continue. What he's talking about here is continue soul winning. That's what he's talking about. Don't stop. Every once in a while, somebody comes up with something better than soul winning, they think. It'll kill anybody's church. Every time some little new idea comes, lifestyle evangelism. Just go around and smile at everybody, and then they'll look at your smile and say, I'd like to have what you have. Well, I saw Jimmy Carter smile, and I never wanted what he had. I'm simply saying, God's plan is soul winning. I said, God's plan is soul winning. I said, God's plan is soul winning. Don't go to the right. Don't go to the left. Continue in preaching the grace of God. That's what Paul meant and wrote to the Galatian church people and said, you've fallen from grace. He wasn't talking about you've fallen from salvation. You can't get outside the grace of God. He was saying you were preaching grace. You're not now preaching grace. Look. Every time some fellow with charisma and a good personality comes along and says, talks about lordship salvation, and you gotta make Jesus Lord of your life to be saved, you say, poppycock, foolishness, I believe in the old-fashioned doctrine of salvation by grace through faith plus nothing. Stay on that line. Continue in preaching the grace of God. Continue in soul winning. Continue in fellowship. Continue in prayer. Continue in the doctrine. Once delivered. Open, please, if you would, to Acts 14:22. Acts 14:22. Next page, I think it is. Page or two over. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. What did he say? Continue in the faith. What is that? That's the old-time religion. Every once in a while, some preacher will come to me and say, well, I'm no longer a fundamentalist. I say, continue in the faith. Fast forward. Don't be looking for some new kind of a church organization, new kind of church promotion, new kind of church program, new kind of church curriculum, new kind of church literature. No, I got a letter one time, and I was Southern Baptist back in those days, and we had what's called a study course. We had little study course books, and they'd send you diplomas from the state headquarters of the Southern Baptist Convention for a study course. And so I decided to have a study course one time and not use one of their books. I decided to use God's book. And so I taught a study course. And I got a letter I sent for the diplomas. I got a letter from the Southern Baptist headquarters. They said, we're sorry, we cannot give you your diplomas because we noticed you did not use the books required, and you cannot get the diplomas because you did not use Baptist literature. I wrote back and I said, since when did the Bible cease being Baptist literature? They sent me the diplomas. Continue in the faith. Continue in the faith. Continue in the doctrine. Continue in fellowship. Fast forward. Strong forward. Not turning to the left. Not the right. Not turning back. Keep on going down the same old track. Turn, please, to Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. Page 1263 in your Scofield Bible. Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 23. Oh, I like this first line here. Colossians 1, 23, page 1263. If you continue in the faith, I love these next three words, grounded and settled. Good night, decide what you believe. Grounded and settled. I don't understand folks that don't like what they have. I have tonight an Arrow shirt on. It's all everywhere. Arrow Kent shirt. All everywhere. No, you buy me any of the kind, I won't wear it. No need in it. I wear Arrow Kent. That's all. I'm guessing I own about 15 to 20 Arrow Kent shirts. I won't wear anything else. No way. No, don't. Quit arguing with me. I won't do it. That's all I wear. Found what I want. You say, well, I know something better. I got what I want. I don't like change. I have this tonight, same kind of socks. I've forgotten what they are. What kind of socks are those? Christian Dior socks. Somebody gave me some one time. Christian Dior socks. Some of you folks are wearing heathen Dior socks. Wear Christian Dior socks. I'm Christian all the way to my toes. I wear the same thing. Never wear another kind, always same kind. These are gray, I have some that are black, have some that are blue, have some that are tan, have some that are brown. No pink ones, but I always the same. I use same kind of toothpaste, always, never change. Same kind of toothpaste, always, never change it. If I go somewhere and they don't have my kind, I won't brush my teeth. I use my kind. I use a Crest toothpaste, always do. That's all I always use. You used to have Brother Howell's Colgate's better for you, but not for me. I use Crest toothpaste. I use same kind of t-shirt, Jockey brand t-shirts, all over. Don't wear undershirts. I don't like that stuff trickling down under my arms. I wear t-shirts. Wear a jockey size t-shirt. Always same kind. Never a different kind. Buy me a Hanes underwear. I won't wear it. I wear same kind. Jockey brand. That's all I wear. And that's preaching, boy. That's preaching. And I don't change. I wear same kind of shoes. Don't change. Yeah. Well, every season when spring comes, I change. all right, let's get back here. I use the same kind of hairspray all the time. I use Consort hairspray all the time. Don't use the other kind. Consort hairspray. It's all I ever use. Thank God I lived in the dispensation of hairspray. I wash my hair. I've got one place. I mean, every hair on my head's got to be in the right spot, just like a soldier has a spot to be in the squad. I get that hair in the right spot, and then I paralyze it with hairspray, and don't touch it. Don't touch it till I wash my hair again. Same kind of hairspray. I use same kind of deodorant all the time. Used to use Fresh, but that is hard to get, so I changed years ago to Arid Dry deodorant. All I ever use, Arid Dry. No, don't give me any roll-on. I use the paste kind. Don't give me any other kind. Don't give me mum. Don't give me mum. No. These guys on the platform use that. And I said, never will use it. Never will. I use same kind. Don't change. I'm simply saying, I like what it says here. It says in verse 23, continue in the faith, grounded and settled. Good night. Quit going this way and that way. Decide what you believe. Believe it. Live and die with it. Decide your convictions. Don't change your convictions because something you're against gets popular. I mean, just believe what you always believe. I believe what I preach tonight, I preached 41 years ago. Haven't changed it. Oh, some things that I preach against are a lot more popular than they were. I can recall a day when a modest woman would not ever wear a pair of pants. I can recall that. I preached against pants 41 years ago on women. Preach against them on women today. Don't change it at all. Same thing. Same thing. Preached against mixed bathing 41 years ago. I still preach against mixed bathing. Get my tapes of 41 years ago. You'll find same thing. Same thing. Rooted and grounded. Settle. Continuing. Fast forward. Not to the right. Not to the left. No need. Over the house. It's getting less popular. Fully on the popularity. Decide what you believe. Turn, please, to Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2. Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 2. Continue. There it is again. Strong forward. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Turn to 1 Timothy 4:16. Page 1276. 1 Timothy 4:16. Page 1276. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. What's the what doctrine? Continue in the doctrine. What doctrine? The Bible is the Word of God. What doctrine? Jesus is God's Son. What doctrine? Virgin birth of Christ. What doctrine? Salvation by grace through faith. What doctrine? Separation from the world. What doctrine? The coming again of Jesus Christ. Not some little doctrine because you picked up somebody's book that wrote a cute little book, some self-styled deeper lifer that never has seen a revival and never has seen an altar call and never has had a mourner's bench. And you pick up some book in some bookstore somewhere. You haven't even met the fella. You don't know him. You haven't heard him preach. And you change your whole doctrine because he has some cute little diversion from the truth. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Hiles Anderson College students, when you get out of college, continue in the things which thou hast learned. Continue in them. And hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Do you read that? Do you read that? It says, know who's taught, who's teaching you. Yeah, know him. Some guy off in some seminary somewhere, you've never seen him, you don't know a thing about him, never heard him preach, and you change your whole philosophy and your doctrine because of him. Know who's teaching you. Check and see if he's a soul winner. Check and see if he's has conviction. Check and see if he's an honest man. Check and see. And continue. Continue. Turn to Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8, page 1297. Verse 9, Hebrews 8, 9. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. God said, the trouble with my people, and the reason I didn't regard my people, is they did not continue. Now, let's go back to where I was when I started. I said the word continued means strong towards. Jesus said, run the race. But he said, wait upon the Lord. What's he saying? Strong towards, fast forward, slow sideward, never backward. Fast in what you're doing. Slow to change where you're doing it. Continue enjoying what you have. Slow to change what you have. Don't want the grass. Don't want the fellow's grass on the other side of the fence. But you say, you know, the grass on the other side of the fence is always greener. Not mine, butter. Butter. Not mine. Brother. Buster. Butter. Whatever you call. Not mine. Margarine. Not mine. No way, Jose. No, No, I like my grass better than yours. I like my house better than yours. Yeah. I like my yard better than yours. As long as the mission men keep it mowed. Yeah. Yeah. I like my church better than yours. I never saw a church I like better than mine. I never saw anything you got that I want. Coveting is not my problem. Why? Because I got what I want. Continue enjoying what you have. Don't look to the right or to the left. You'll always see things you want if you look to the right and to the left. By the way, you'll also find out what's available and there's no need. No need. Look at what you got. Don't look at what somebody else has. You'll find out what's available. You'll want something else. This old sin-sick, mixed up, nervous, breakdown generation we've got, always want something we don't have. When the Israelites were traveling toward the promised land, to get there, when they finally entered, they had to come through the land of Moab and the land of Edom. And God said, He called his man to himself and said, when you go toward the promised land, I want you to go through Edom, but I want you to stay on the highway. Stay on the highway. Don't you get off the highway. He said, don't look to the right, don't look to the left. Why? Because as sure as you do, you'll get attracted with something in Edom. Don't do it. That's why you girls shouldn't date anybody who's not a good, born-again, fundamental Christian. You shouldn't even look to the other crowd. That's why you young men shouldn't even consider anybody. Don't even look at them. You might like it. You might like their looks. Don't look at them. God said, don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. He said, don't meddle with them. Don't meddle with them. He said, now you're going to have to stop and buy something to eat. But he said, when you do, don't you charge it. He said, pay cash and pay for it and get back on the highway and stay on the highway. That's what God is saying here. He's saying, continue. Quit going that way and that way. Quit being so fickle. Establish yourself. Settle yourself. And be content with what you have. And keep on going forward obeying what God's told you to do. I know preachers always want somebody else's church. Always want another church. I know students go to a college. Always want to go to some other college. The teachers somewhere else are always better than here. I don't think so. I got the best college in the whole world. Our college is the best college. Our teachers are the best teachers. Our teachers are the most intellectual teachers. You'll get and I say this and I mean it, and I'll guarantee you, Bob Jones University, Tennessee Temple, Pensacola, Maranatha, all the rest of them, not a one of them has a man's got any more scholarship than that man sitting right there that prayed a while ago. Not a one of them! I'm not criticizing anybody's college, I'm just saying mine's the best. I said this morning in my Sunday school class, I was bragging on the church, and somebody said, you must think your church is the best in town. I said, no, I don't. I know it's the best in town. My church. Don't want anything else. I found what I want. Build some roots. Find a group of friends to grow old with. Learn to like the grass on your side of the fence the best. Learn to like your house the best. Now you listen to me. I have covered this world. I have really covered this country. I've preached in every nook and cranny of this nation. The honest truth is, I was driving down the street today. I was preaching near Baltimore. And I was about an hour's drive from the Baltimore airport up in Westminster, Maryland. I was driving by and I saw this highway and that highway. And I said to my driver, I said, you know, I'm the place where almost anywhere I drive in America, I can cross a highway and say I preached on a church on that highway. Those sailors back there, this morning they stood up and told all the towns where they're from, I preached in every one of their towns and cities except three of those guys that sat back there and told us where they lived this morning. I've covered this country. I've seen West Palm Beach, Florida. I've seen Southern California. I've seen San Diego. I've seen Honolulu, Hawaii. I've seen Jamaica, I've seen the Bahamas, I've seen Puerto Rico, I've seen Southern Florida, I've seen the Florida Keys. As far as I'm concerned, the prettiest spot in the whole nation is Hammond, Indiana, and I mean it. I mean it.
When you say, somebody said to me, well, you like Hammond, Indiana, you like it better than any town? Yeah, what's Hammond, Indiana got?
Well, I'll tell you what it's got. Got John Colston. Now, I never saw a palm tree I'd trade John Colston for. What's Hammond, Indiana got? It's got Ray Boardway. I've seen a few palm trees I'd trade him for, but not many. What's Hammond, Indiana got? It's got Harriet Goodloe and Mamie Brown. What's Hammond, Indiana got? It's got the best choir in the whole world. It's got the best church in the whole world. Got the best grade school in the whole world. Got the best high school in the whole world. Got the best junior high school in the whole world. Got the best
Got the only bus kid high school in the whole world. Got the best college in the whole world. Got the best people in the whole world. Got the best young people in the whole world. Got the best college students in the whole world. And as far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't trade one block of Hammond, Indiana for all of Palm Beach, Florida, and Honolulu, Hawaii, and Nassau, and the Bahamas, and Jamaica, and Puerto Rico, and the Florida Keys, and Southern California, and San Diego, and Los Angeles. Why? Because Hammond's got some things none of those people in the places have. They are the people I love. What Hammond's got. I wouldn't trade Glenn Smith for a palm tree or Cliff Anglin for a beach. I wouldn't trade Russell Leidy for a lake or Randy Erickson for climate. I'd rather never see the sun again than ever to see these people here again. I'd rather never see a warm, sunshiny day, never see a blossoming tree, never see a blooming flower, than not to see these people again. Folks, you're crazy if you don't have roots. But your problem is you're always looking aside, trying to find something wrong with the people you love. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Fast forward, slow sideward, never backward. Don't listen from the right or the left. Don't listen side. Keep going forward. I think I've told this story several times here. I got off the airplane in Norfolk, Virginia. I've been to that church before. A fellow met me at the airport. I think he's a pastor, maybe an assistant pastor. At the airport. Since I'd been there before, the previous pastor had left the church. The church had made him leave. He left under pressure. And the new pastor was there. And whoever met me at the airport, maybe the pastor, maybe the assistant, I'm not sure. But he said, "Dr. Hiles, I know that you want to know why the former pastor left." And I said, "No, you don't know why, because I don't want to know why he left." And he said, "Well," he said, "I'm going to tell you why, because I want you to know the truth." I said, "You're not going to tell me why. I'm not going to listen to you. I don't want to hear bad stuff. I don't listen to it. I just don't listen to it." He said, "Well," he said, "you're going to hear it while you're here. You're going to be here 2 or 3 days. You're going to hear it while you're here." I said, "You want to bet? I'm not going to hear it while I'm here." He said, "Well, I tell you what, now you're my guest and I'm the host and I'm going to tell you why the pastor left." I got out of the car, got my suitcase, started walking back to the airport. "Where are you going?" I said, "Back to Hammond." He said, "Why?" I said, "Didn't come to hear bad news, I came to spread good news." I don't listen to garbage. Don't do it. I'm not a garbage collector. I don't want to know who got the latest divorce. I don't want to know who ran off with somebody else's husband. I don't want to know that. No, I don't want to know it. I don't want to know if you have any good news. You know anybody that's won some souls? Tell me. You know anybody that's gotten right with God? Tell me. If you know a church that's had a big day, tell me. Fast forward, not sideward. Just keep on going." The other day I was with one of my favorite people, Dr. Bobby Robertson. I was preaching with him down in Florida. He shared the platform with me. Bobby Robertson has the largest church in North Carolina, has the largest church in the Carolinas. He probably has the largest church anyway, the guy is out in the country. The town he lives in has 1,200 people. Sunday before I was there, he had 2,700 in Sunday school. Averages about that. He told about when he first went there, when he was preaching, told about how the church had all kinds of trouble. He said he just barely could stay. Folks tried to get rid of him. Folks trying to vote him out. He said, "I'm just a young man." He said, "I wanted to leave. Desperately wanted to leave." But he said, I stayed. The difference in great churches and churches that flounder is the fact that every pastor has the same problem that every other pastor has. But when Bobby Robertson faced the thing that made some preachers quit, he stayed. He continued. Fast forward. Well, don't you get discouraged. Don't get discouraged if you don't hear what's going on. Fast forward. Run some fast chance. Did you ever see a couple of guys running a 100-yard dash? And they're, one of them says, "Hey, let me tell you something I heard." No, they don't do that.
No, they don't do that. No,
they can't talk. They turn this way, they lose the race. That's why you're losing the race. You turn that way. Go that way. Forward. Years ago, down in Florida, Dr. Bob Gray in Jacksonville, Florida. I guess they're running 4,000 in Sunday school, great church there. Been there 35 years now. I'll never forget the early days. Dr. John Rice and I used to go. In fact, I still go there every year to close out their annual Bible conference. Been going to that church for over 30 years. But in the early days, Dr. John Rice and I used to go there. Dr. Rice went for the first time. Dr. Gray was having serious trouble in his church. Serious trouble. And most preachers would have quit. Thank God Dr. Bob Gray didn't quit. He kept on going. He didn't quit. He continued in the faith, in the grace, in the doctrine, in the fellowship, in the soul winning, in the convictions. One man said one day in church, he said, now you're having Dr. John R. Rice here. He said, he's worse than anybody. He said, Dr. Rice will walk in that pulpit over my dead body. Within 10 seconds from the time that Dr. Rice's airplane touched the ground, that man who had not been sick a day dropped dead suddenly with a heart attack. They had the funeral service there in the auditorium during the Bible conference. A big sign up here over the casket. Here, Dr. John R. Rice at the Sword of the Lord conference. Dr. Rice was there over his dead body. Sure, he could have quit. Like some of you folks done to quit college. Never backward. Never backward. Never backward. I say to preachers, go find you a place in America. You settle down there to spend a lifetime. Got a call about 20 years ago. The biggest fundamental church in Texas, independent Baptist church in Texas, is Dr. Gary Coleman's in Garland. Dr. Coleman was running about 500 in Sunday school. He got discouraged. He had never graduated from college. He got discouraged. He called me one Sunday afternoon and said, Dr. Hiles, I want you to be the first to know because I consider you my pastor. He said, my furniture, I'm packed and ready to go. He said, we're pulling out tomorrow. I think he said tomorrow. Ready to go. I'm going to Bob Jones University. Finish my education. I said, Brother Gary, man, what's wrong? He said, I'm discouraged. I said, man, you stay where you are. You built a church there. You're running 400-500 in Sunday school. He said, yeah, but I need more education. Now, I didn't do this to criticize the institution because I could have called any institution. I said, okay, Brother Gary, name me all of Bob Jones' graduates you can that run 500 Sunday school like you are now. I could have thought of some, but I didn't help him. I didn't tell him. He couldn't think of a one. I said, what you going to do? Resign the big church you got now so you can go back to school so you can come back and never have a big church again, maybe? I said, continue. Stay where you are. He stood up and introduced me the other night at a conference, a Southwide Baptist Fellowship, told that same story. How that he was all ready to leave. I'm simply saying that the great churches in America are built by folks that stay. Talked to a young man in my office the other day. One of our graduates. Fine man. Fine man. I'm trying to help him. Resigned his church. Came to my office. He said, Brother Hiles, they've already called another pastor. I made the mistake of my life. What's that? He said, resign the church. I can't go back. Mistake of my life. Got discouraged. Left. Didn't continue. Went that way instead of that way. Talking to a man a few months ago down south. He said I was pastoring a church in the mid-north, east of here. And he said, I got upset at something at the church and resigned suddenly. Left the church. Now he said, they've got another pastor. I can't go back. Mistake of my life. I guess I'll never be in the perfect will of God again. And I guess he's right. I was talking to a man that used to be on our staff here.
He said to me, I resigned, not angrily, I just resigned tempestuously. He said, I'm sorry I did. Talked to another man, used to be on our staff here. He said, give anything in the world if I'd never left. That's not, he said, it must be Brother Bullard. No, Brother Bullard, I fired him. But, no. I'm going to tell you who it is. I'll tell you what, the country and the world is filled with tragic cases of people that got looking to the side instead of the front and did not continue. Now, you just, look, get settled. Settle down. Just settle here. You guys on the platform, settle here. Most of you are settled here. But settle here. I mean, just settle down. Settle down. And just keep going as fast as you can. But what's going to happen when, if Dr. Howell suddenly drops dead? Well, I got good news for you. God will still be alive. He'll still be alive. Yeah. Yeah. Just get settled. Just get settled. Fast forward. Slow sideward. Never backward. Just, won't you fall in love with your situation? Just fall in love with it. That's what it means. Continue. Paul said, continue in the fellowship. Stay where you are. He said, continue in the doctrine. Don't be reading a bunch of books. Read the book. And don't read any book unless you know something about the fellow that wrote it. Some little wacky doctrine. And you like to come to your church and give them something that's brand spanking new that nobody's ever heard before, and they'll think you're smart. You can't live like that because you can't think of a new truth every week. You can't pastor a church 30 years like I have here. You can't pastor a church 30 years, and every time you walk in here, walk in with some brand new truth. You can't do that. Seek ye the old path. In your situation, fall in love with it. Fall in love with it. Go home, look at your house. Fall in love with it. Look at your car. Fall in love with it. Look at your shirt. Wash it. Look at your t-shirt. Change it. I don't, but you ought to. Continue. That's the folks that are happy. Just continue. I just thank God. I'm going to close, but I thank God. I don't have to have a bunch of new faces all the time to stir me. You know where I like to preach more than any place in the whole world? Right here. Right here. Yeah, right here. I'll be preaching in South Dakota tomorrow. I preached last week in Westminster, Maryland. I preached, and I'm somewhat in some places I go, could we just touch you? Could I just shake your hand? I've always wanted to shake your hand. I say, put her there, baby. There it is right there. Shake that hand. Oh, my. A fellow said the other day, he said, I'll never wash it again. I said, let's tell me you never washed it yet. Now, I don't like that. I don't dislike it, but what I like to come home. I like the faces I see right now. I don't need any other faces. I don't need to see new faces. I know a fellow, a dear friend of mine, whom I've loved for many, many long years. He told me one time, he said, Brother Hiles, I've known him since he was 25 years of age, and now he's older than I am. He was then, too. Now he was 25. Now he's older than I am. But he'd go from one place. Every time he'd go to visit a church, he'd like it. He'd want the preacher to try to hire him. I said, man, settle down. I called him John. Name not John. I called him John. I said, John, settle down. Go somewhere to stay. Make some roots. I said, one of these days you're going to be an old man. And you're going to wish you had some roots. You're going to wish you had somebody that you loved and loved you and somebody that will take care of you. Go somewhere to stay. He'd go visit some other church and the folks would smile at him and give him a standing ovation when he would sing and a wonderful singer. I can recall he'd change and go in every year or two at the most. I'd say, man, look, find a place to settle down. I love you, brother. And John, I love you. And I want you, one of these days you're going to be old. And one of these days your voice is not going to be as beautiful as it is now. And one of these days you're going to have some people that love more than your voice.
and more than your performance.
They never settled down. Kept on moving, kept on moving, kept on moving. Not long ago, a few years ago, his voice began to get hoarse, raspy. No longer has that beautiful golden voice. No longer gets invitations to go sing anywhere. Last I heard, he was a night watchman at a factory. I love the guy. No roots. No roots. You see, we're like people, like we are toys. We've got to have a new shiny one. Like cars, we've got to have a new shiny one. Got to have the next shiny one. The same about people. One of these days, you're not going to have that smooth face. You're going to have, like me, you're going to have some little extra skin around here. Like fried chicken skin around here. You have to shave three chins when you shave. One of these days you're going to have crow's feet here. And ladies, one of these days it's going to be too deep for you to caulk. And you'll still have the same figure you had when you were younger, but it'll be covered by another one. You just give me my choir. Part of 3/4 of it. You just give me the. I go all over America. All over America. There may be better choirs in America, but I don't believe so. There may be better song leaders in America. I don't think so. There may be better assistant pastors in America, but I don't think so. There might be better people in America. I don't think so. Might be better young folks in America. I don't think so. Just give me my staff, my choir, my church, my people, that book, the doctrines of it, and just let me get settled and rooted and grounded to continue. And brother, I'm going to close with this. I closed a while ago. You notice tonight, Maxine Jeffries is not over here. Maxine, during the week this week, all of a sudden, she thought she had the flu. Had to rush her to the emergency in the hospital. I think it was Wednesday, wasn't it? Was it Wednesday? Not sure. One day, a few days ago. Rushed her to the hospital. Thought she had blocked bowel. Found out she didn't. She has some other kind, something wrong with her. Brought her home. Rushed her back home. Back to the hospital yesterday. Talked to her this morning. Maxine has no husband. Children. Mother's gone. We're it. We're a family. She has roots. And we love her. And we're praying for her. She's a smart girl. 28 years or so. Continuing. Never saw a better place she'd rather go to. Never saw a place she'd rather be. Just, she's ours. Settle down. Fast forward. Slow sideward. Never backward. Shall we stand, please? The choir will sing. If God has spoken to you in any way, you respond to what the Holy Spirit says you ought to do.